Gimel Aleph, second last line. Amar Rav Chista, Chatzah Shevichatzah Baschorin, Shinis Katz LeRubein, Benishtach Ro, Vechotzah Benis Katz LeShimon. Okay, and Shimon was Reuben's brother. So Reuben had not so Reuben's kedushin wasn't the full kedushin. Because she's only chatzi bascheren, so that kedushin does not preclude the second kedushin from being chal. And Shimon is marrying the as it were the second half of the bascheren. Umeisur shneim. Now Reuben and Shimon both die without children. Misyabem is a Levi, so the third brother Levi can do yibum. But tomorrow, what's the chiddush of that? So the Moreland's out that by the Sukkim of Yibum, that the Yibum only if she's married to one man. If she's married to two, then there's no Din of Yibum. So her over here, we should argue that she's partially married to Reuben, partially married to Shimon. And so no tenibum. So the verse says no, because that's not how you look at it. Because monashach, I kedusha Reuben kedushin, kedusha Shimon lav kedushin. If we look at Reuben's kedushin that has a real din of kedushin, so then it actually prevents Shimon's kedushin from being chal. The kedusha the Shimon kedushin, kedusha the Reuben lav kedushin. So whatever marriage Reuben had in her when she becomes freed, and Shimon marries her, that's mafkia, whatever kedushin Reuben had over there. So it comes out the time of the death of the two brothers, there is a she's married to only one of the two. Okay. So the Gemara says like this: Itmar chetz yeshiv b'chetz baschar sheniskatcha leRuben. This is not necessarily that they're brothers. It just means she marries two individuals. Okay. So what happens? So what happens is that first of all, we have in Mandam and the Gemara, which we have the case of Shivcha Harufa. We have Machlokis, whether that's referring to a woman who is totally a Shivcha, being Meyuchad for the Eved Ivri, and the Gzeres HaKosov, she has a din of Shivcha Harufa. So the Torah never said that there's such a thing as a bona fide Kedushin on a Chatzah Shivcha Baschoret. However, the other Tana said that the case of the Pasuk of Shivcha Harufa was Shivchatzi Shivchatzi Baschoren, and the Kedushin is effective to some extent. So now we're saying, even if you learn like that Tzad, the Kedushin is effective, Shem Nachman says, but at the moment of Shichrur, whatever that Kedushin was, it was a Kedushin which is specific to that stage of her status. Once she becomes fully free, that Kedushin is not effective anymore. It's paka. Reb Zera or Reb Nachman, but Reb Zera says that Reb Nachman said no differently. He said gomer kedusha rishon, that it expands and becomes a full kedusha. So now, according to Reb Zera, the second kedusha is not chal. According to Reb Yosef Bar Chama, the second kedusha definitely is chal. She's a totally free woman. So the more Amr Bzeira Kavasa did me. Karnir Bzeira, the first Kedushin expands, and therefore the second Kedushin is not Chal. Reuben's Kedushin expands, and Shimon's Kedushin is not Chal. And Karnir Yisrael Chama, Shimon's Kedushin will be Chal. So Amr Bzeira Kavasa did me stab. So Bzeira says, I think I'm right, because why deceive? So in the case where the woman is mezana, there's no chiyamisa because she's not freed yet. It sounds like hachu pasha, is that you must, so they will be killed. So he's understanding what it means is when she is freed, this Kedushin will now become a full Kedushin, and therefore is a Chiyuv Misa. Okay? So Amalei Abayi, so Abayi said, Abzeira, will tell him the Rebbe Shmuel, the Rebbe Shivcha Kanan is Hamores is Levit Ivri. Hachinam and the Chiku Pasha, Yumasu. So what does the Pasuk mean? According to Rebbe Shmuel, that the case was a Shivcha Kanan is who's Meyuchin for an Evid Ivri, which is not a Kedushin at all. And now she's freed, it becomes a Kedushin? Definitely not. So what does the Pasuk mean? Alamai Yisuchom, remember, according to Rebbe Shmuel, how are you going to understand the Pasuk? So it means she's not free, because had she been free, it would be possible she would be married to a new individual. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama will answer the same way. It doesn't mean that in this Kedushin itself, had she been freed, there would be a Chiyuv Misa. It means had she been freed, she can marry somebody and be a Chiyuv Misa.
What about those days?
So, in this statement before that Rav Kista said, and he said this to Mamonoshach, so basically what he's saying, if Rav Yosef Bar Chama is right, so then she's married to Shimon, not to Reuven. And if Reb Zeira is right, she's married to Reuben, not to Shimon. So now Reuben and Shimon, in Reb Kisa's case, they are brothers, and they both die. So Levi does Yibam Mamonoshach, because either she's married to Reuben or to Shimon, not to both. The order of the Gemara is a little bit difficult, though. I mean, it's the Rashi of the Gemara. So the order of the Gemara should have been first to bring the Machlokes of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama and Rabbi Zeir, and then bring Rabbi Kista's statement, because Rabbi Kista's statement is totally based on that Machlokes. Okay.
It did that she's married to Reuven,
right?
And then after both brothers die, what's the din of her relationship with Reuven?
Now we're explaining what is being a problem when that Kedushin, when she's in the state of Chatzibazgar, then she's free.
Yes.
So according to Reb Zeira, so she's fully married to Reuven, so the Kedushin of Shimon is not Chal. She's an Eshazach.
And it would sound like what her relationship with Shimon would be new.
She didn't have. But isn't she had? She was married to him. She didn't be with him. We're not discussing any beer. We're discussing whether the Kedushin is Chal or not. If she would, she's Eshazish and she's Eshazach.
And then after the death of the two of them, is there such a thing as evil one?
Well, that's what we're discussing. That's Rav Kista's case was a case of evil.
Right. Is there a case of evil on a new effort?
If she had bia with, if she becomes also to her husband's, a woman who's a soita, who's also to her husband, doesn't have it in the Yibum. We had the Yibumas in the first parak. Okay. First parak of Yibumas.
Yes.
Okay. Omer of Huna Barkatina, Omer of Yitzchak, Maisa B'isha Achas, Shechetz, Shifi, B'chetz, B'ascharin. B'kofes, Rabba, B'sa, B'ascharin. So they forced the Alden to free the rest of her. Okay. So the Morris says. So now the case of the Mishnah was that the Eved was a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Charen, and we force the Odin to free the Eved, because the Eved has a chiyuv to have children, which he cannot fulfill because he can't get married. Here it was a shifcha, not an Eved. So the word says command. So who's this going like? It's going like Kibri Yechim and Breiko. The Omar that Rabbi Yechim and Breiko says, Al Shneim who Oimer, Oyevar Chasem Elokim, Vayomer Lehem Puruvu, Umilu Asoritz. That the Tzivoya Puruvu applies to the man and to the woman. So a woman is also Mitzvah according to Rabbi Yechim and Breiko in Puruvu. And therefore, since she cannot get married, the Alden has to free her to enable her to fulfill the Mitzvah Puruvu. So this ma'isa means we're going like a Rechem and Breika. We don't pass like a Rechem and Breika. So we're not going to get to, no, it's no raya. That's not the case. That's not the pshat. But rather, minig hefker nagubo, because this woman was in a state of that she cannot really get married, she's fully free. She gets married if she's fully a shifcha, so she can he can be miyachin her to. An Eved, and the Eved will fend off any acts of hefkeris of the woman. But this situation, if he has an Eved Ivri, he can do that. He didn't have an Eved Ivri. So she has a woman, so she became a target for people, which was a problem. So therefore, we had to remove her out of that status to. Can't convert her back into a shifcha. So the solution is to make her a baskara and let her get her married.
Okay. So this was kind of a localized situation.
Correct.
Rather than Takana.
I mean, any situation would be parallel to that. We would do the same thing.
Right, but it wouldn't be sort of a...
It's not a Takana, right?
You've got a... There's a burden of proof, if you will.
Okay. Yeah.
That
Reuben was still alive. Reuben had not divorced her, and now Shimon did a ma'aseh kedushin in this woman. And now both Reuben and Shimon die. And the question is there then yibum to Levi? So we don't consider her that she's half married to two people. And therefore she's now coming to Yibum, being propelled, as it were, by the deaths of two husbands. Gimel Achim Nesuyin, Gimel Noshim Nachriyos. So there's three brothers married to three unrelated women. So there's no problems of Achazisha, all of those Achaz, Zukrosai, etc. Brother number one died. What's about Sheni Maimer? The second brother of the two surviving brothers, one of them did Maimer, didn't do Yibum yet. But he did the Maimer, which is the Kedusha Yibum. Umeis, and then he also died. So now this woman still has the Zika from the first brother, but she's also married to the second brother through the Maimer. So she has a zika from the second brother. So she's falling to Yibum to the remaining surviving brother from based on the marriage of two men. So Chalatz is Lomis Yibemis. The third brother cannot do Yibum. Shemra Umeis Echad Mehem. One of them died. Mishalea Zikas Yavim Echad, Mishalea Zikas Shnei Yavim. She only has a mitzvah of Yibum due to one man, not she has on her mitzvah of Yibum due to two men.
Mama, I thought it was Rabbana.
So. Either you learn the drasha is. The drasha is a deraisa, but the scenario is a Rabbana. Or you learn the drashas like in a smachta type of a thing. But the more we hear seems understanding it's a full-fledged drasha, just we're trying to find what the case. So this is a case which made Rabbanan. There is a number where they were told Mimer's the Raisa. So, the more where there is Masha, that this is really, this is an asmachta, really. The Iker drasha is not... Because Iker case is the Rabbanan, it's Xer the Rabbanan, because... So it could be conceptually the calculations they made is the rice, the application there is a drabana. Okay. So I get a mimer. Lo yotzo mizikas yibum harishin kula. The mimer did not totally remove the first zika because it only is removed once the actual yibum is done. But there is, through the marriage, there is a source of a second key of Yibum. That's over there. She doesn't have a Zik of two people, men on her. So one of them is a full-fledged Kedushin, one of them is nothing. But Rav Chisda said, I'm not sure which one. Mishum plugged the Damaroi. The Le'el, Misafkla and Haiminayo have a Kedushin, the Hasa Mesil and Misyabem is the Le'bim Melanashach. We're not sure which one is the Kedushin. So the Gemara, the Gemara introduces that Meroyim before argue if you marry Chatzi Shib and Chatzi Bascharin, is it not Kal? Totally the Machlokas Tanoyim. Okay. Right. Rosh Hashanah said. And another number before said, Rechista, actually, so it would work. It's interesting, it means he's saying he personally, Rechista personally holds that it should work. Yeah, twice that's the car show. Twice it says the more shall is the based on the next step of the Gemara. Rashi learns it's going back on the original. If the original Kedushin was a Maish Kedushin, can you marry a Chatzi Shiva Chatzi Beskaran at all? Which is the Machlokes Amaroyim Leo. Over here, Shimon doesn't mean a brother. It just means that a outside individual. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama says Paku Kedusha Rishon. Philemon Damer Mekudeshes, even though she would be married to start with, Ba Shichur of Hifkia. So the Shichur changes that, and therefore she's totally free. And now, when she marries a second man, she's Mekudeshes L'Sheni. So why is that? So why is the paka? The act of freeing her is like giving, conferring on her a new status. So the same way, we have the gershin is like a katan shenayla dummy. A woman who's freed is like a katan shenayla or a katana shenayla. And even if she's only half freed, but that's like a new reality. She's became a different person than she was. The kedushin, which was effective in the woman before, she's a new woman. And Reb Zera said, "Gamru kedushin vishin ayda yashikur gamru." So the kedushin expands with the shikur. The ad achshav habala ba'asham umalkus hayafil amazed. The anush is a korban asham and malkus. Malchus for the woman and Oshem for the man. When we can't make a ball, Abamisa now expands to full fledged condition. Zera says, "Lo yomosu kilo chupasha." Mokinu lo bechatsi shem bechatsi bascharin. And we have before that, Rikiba says, "So bechatsi shem bechatsi bascharin." And Zera understands the pasuk. The chukomer enon chayiv misa, enoch yavin misa, mishum eshes ish, kilo chupasha lacher kedushin. There's no chayiv misa as an eshes ish, because she's still in this state of half and half. But had hachupasha the baser haki. But after the kedushin, this half kedushin, they have freed her. You must, so there would be a chiyav misa, the havelation is ishkabur, because it expands to full kedushin. So Abaye said back to him, "So Karni Mishmol, how do you learn the pasuk? Hachinami, haikupasha, basin, erison, you must. She's miyukid for an Eved Kanani. And now she's freed. That something happens with that. How are you supposed to understand the pasuk? If she's freed and then subsequently she gets married, then it's an nation's each. So they forced him to free the chatzis sheva chatzis b'scharin. So there's nobody overseeing her. She wasn't taking care of herself. So that was a problem, because people were being doing affairs with her, they had to free her. The Gemara is there's a Peshu over here. There's a Peshu and an Avdi Miluyim. What'll be if Reuven married her while she's Chatzis Chatzis with her, and then Shimon married her at the same time, in that same state? Two brothers. So Lachara, the more has no such child. The more child is only that Reuben married her in this half state, and then Shimon married her after she's freed. If the more wants to find a case of, the more Yubamas can't find the case of Esher's name, Esim, the right, so the more looks like he can't find the case. So Lachara, this is the possible case. They both married her in that state. And then the both brothers die, or then she's freed and both brothers die, would be the same thing. So simple answer is, well, she can't marry the two people, right? But the problem is the Gemara in the Gemara in Kedushin, which we had way back when, at the end of the third paragraph, the Gemara wants to know, how do you know Kedushin is not Tefes in a Nesh Zish? And the world learns it out from the din of arayas. So it sounds like we're not for the din of arayas. Kedusha will be tavish in Eish Azish. So more goes through. The more learns out from a pasukim that there's no din kedusha types in the arayas. And the more says how do you know Eish Azish? The more makes it drasha how do you know Eish Azish also, which sounds like that theoretically it's shy for a woman to be have a kedusha to two men. Unless it's a din of erva, and since the chatzis shiva chatzis is not an erva, there's no din of arayas, because it's only a key of malchus and osham. It's not a key of misa, so the chur kedushin should be typhus twice. So the more Yevamos is looking for a case, more why doesn't more present this case, right? So. Now the Moyim answers. Obviously, she can't be married twice. You can't sell your car twice. Right? She sells herself to one man. She's married. She's sold out. Whatever's available to sell is sold. So what's the more in Kedushin talking about? The more in Kedushin not talking about. The more what they're saying that the din of Mamzer is any woman with Kedushin is not typhus. The child from that union is a mamzer. Samora says, how do you know that's true? Samora's question like this. If the reason why she's not married to the second man is not because the isser it repels marriage, an isser which repels marriage creates a mamzer. So the woman is a chayser. There's no problem of kedushin, theoretically. It's out ownership issues. She's available. But this Isser repels Kedushin. And Isser which repels Kedushin, the union of that results in a child who's a mamzer. So, we're saying Eish Azish has to create it in a mamzer. That's because Eish Azish intrinsically it repels a Kedushin. I mean, if the only reason why it repels Kedushin is because practically you can't sell the car twice, that doesn't create a mamzer. That's the Moor's discussion over there. But not that it's possible for a woman to marry. So the Peshu assumes that theoretically it's shy that a woman can be married to two men. Mitzad Hilchus, and the Moor needs a pasuk to tell me that it can't. It's shy the Kedushin of typhus twice. Whatever Kedushin is, it's not a real ownership, so maybe it can be chal twice. So Moor has a special pasuk. So he says, well, in this case, the pasuk doesn't apply. So it should be possible. The Rambam said that's not, it's impossible. You can't sell her twice. That's not the issue. The issue is something else totally.